Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Hello, and thanks for staying tuned. It is still Hard Facts, originally live from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria. Info and her input, Harcourt. I'm Dio. Let's talk. It's 40 minutes come past 5 o'clock. And in this hour, we still continue discussions concerning the governorship and assembly elections, which I imagine you are very much already aware, have been postponed from this Saturday, March 11th. To next Saturday, I believe that will be March 18. And the reason for that, of course, borders on the reconfiguring of BVAS. Apparently, from information available, it was an exercise that was going to take place anyway after the previously conducted presidential and National Assembly elections. However, due to certain interventions in court based on the prayers of certain third parties, which I imagine led to some delay. However, said reconfiguring will go on in spite of these delays, which I suppose is responsible for this extension or postponement of the governorship and assembly elections right now. Now, whilst in the previous hour we dealt with what the law says with respect to postponement of elections and INEC's powers as regards that, there is an equally fundamental question has been asked at this time, the matter of reconfiguration or reconfiguring of the BVAS machines. What exactly does that even mean, many are wondering? Is it a ploy to unsettle the process somewhat? Or is it something that was expected and should be done anyways and should be raised no cause for alarm? And even if that's the case, how exactly does it work? And do we necessarily need to postpone the exercise because of this reconfiguring process? Now, these and other related matters I hope will be addressed in this hour and in this conversation. Now, here's a story courtesy Premium Times. A court grants INEC permission to reconfigure BVAS machines. The Court of Appeals in Abuja on Wednesday granted INEC permission to reconfigure the bimodal voter accreditation system BVAS machines used for the 25 February presidential and national assembly elections across the country. A three-member panel of the appellate court granted permission to the electoral body to reconfigure the machines ahead of Saturday's governorship and houses of assembly elections across the 36 states of the federation. The panel, however, ordered INEC to upload the data of the BVAS machines to the back-end server and make certified true copies of the data available to respondents. The court had earlier granted an order permitting the PDP and its candidate, Atiku Abubakar, and his Labour Party rival, Peter Obi, to inspect the BVAS machines and other sensitive electoral materials. Opposition candidates who came second and third behind the president-elect, Bolan Tinubu of the APC, had requested access to the electoral materials preparatory to filing the petitions to challenge the outcomes of the presidential elections in court. And apart from granting them access to the materials, the court had in its ruling delivered on March 3 also restrained INEC from tampering with the BVAS machines pending the inspection to be conducted by the candidate. But INEC subsequently filed an ex parte application on March 4, urging the court to appeal to vary the ex parte order made in favor of the PDP and Labour Party candidates. And reports have it INEC asked the court to vary the order to allow it to reconfigure the BVAS machines for the 11 March governorship and state houses of assembly elections. And apparently that has happened right now. Join the conversation. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I'm asking you for your assessment of BVAS's performance so far. Let's get your take there. But I've got an IT expert and consultant with me here in the studio to help unravel what may be considered a mystery to some, maybe even many. Dowo Miri joins the conversation live in the studio. Dowo, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dario.
Right, so let's get right to it then. The first question, which may be the most common question being asked at this time, we'll get to some of the other deeper technicalities in a while. But first and foremost, what does it mean when INEC says that it wants to or needs to reconfigure the BVAS machines?
Well, I don't know where they got that English for. That's a word they want to reconfigure. They want to reconfigure the BVAS. Well, you can actually reconfigure any particular smart hardware, like your phone, your iPad, you can reconfigure it. However, in reconfiguring that particular item, it then means there is a prior information right inside that particular beavers that they want to reconfigure by formatting it. And when you format, you either format the RAM, which is the random access memory, or you format the ROM, which is the read-only memory. Those are the two key items that are there you can format. The rest are just GUX, which is graphic user interface. Those ones don't count. It's the data. Now, when I say data, the data that is in either the RAM or the ROM is called bimodal. The word bimodal means data in two forms, mode, two mode of data, meaning in a particular polling unit, it can give you the demographic of the female between certain age and certain age that voted, male, certain age and certain age that voted, and how they voted. That is the word bimodal. So in reconfiguring, what they should have done is, first of all, you can actually reconfigure by placating. When I say placate, you need to mirror the RAM and the ROM to a particular server or a server that is what static. I don't know as at this minute if it has been done. They need to placate the ROM or the RAM to a static server.
Pardon me, we'll come to how exactly this reconfiguring will be done in shortly, which I think you've delved into already somewhat. However, you seem to have a problem with the use of the term reconfigure. That's how you started. So let's delve into that. What is wrong with the use of the word reconfigure by INEC?
Like as an IT person, you don't use the word reconfigure when a machine is already set to run. When that particular item is set to run, you don't reconfigure it. All you need to do, you reformat and you restart the computer, the item. That means you reformat, format all the information there, you bring it back to 00. That is factory fitted reset. They are putting it back to factory-fitted reset. Does this thing mean the data is not there? The data is still there. But let me tell you why I'm not too comfortable with that word. What they would have said, that they are trying to reset the beavers.
So semantics then?
Semantics. But it means a lot.
Okay.
When you say you are reconfiguring, it then means, in the word technicality, reconfigure means you are formatting the entire data that is there, or you're upgrading the data that is there to work in a certain way. Formatting means it's still the same item, does the same thing, but you are formatting the information there.
What if INEC is conducting some kind of an upgrade, hence the use of the word reconfiguring?
No, if you're upgrading in technical parlance or in IT parlance, it's called versioning. They are coming out with Beaver 0.2.
Okay, all right, thank you for that clarification. So that said, how is... But let's stick with the word reconfigure, since that's what INEC has put out there, and that's what's in the public space right now. You were explaining just a while ago, how is this reconfiguring going to be done exactly?
I just explained to you, all they're going to do is format the RAM, the random access memory, or they format the ROM. The read-only memory.
Which means that existing data on these devices are quote-unquote lost or deleted somewhat. However, maybe I should put that in the question rather. Pardon me. So what happens to the data, existing data on these devices after this reconfiguring or reformatting or formatting has taken place?
Now, what happened is that that's why the court said they should backload the data to the back-end server. First of all, before you format a system, you must back it up in an internal server. So that server, what the server does is it picture grab exactly what is there, take it away from this item. Let me give you an example. Google have a product they call Google One, and in Google One you can all your phone numbers can be in Google Contacts. The moment you format your phone, all you need to do is to re-download your Google contact and re-download and re-synchronize all the data. The data comes back. It's still the way it is. Every single thing in your phone remains this, but you formatted the phone. So what you're supposed to do first of all is mirror the entire RAM and ROM to a backend server that is synchronizable back to the hardware. Pardon me, the way the hardware is designed to use a particular SIM, is designed to use it for it to have GSM connectivity. It is assumed with GSM connectivity, every single data on that particular device is synchronized to a mother server. And if it's synchronized to a mother server, the mother server should be kept at static state. Static state means it is the way it is, because in everything you do on that phone, it has what we call an Ethernet trail. An Ethernet trail means we can know how many times it was configured, who configured it, where it was configured, and which access password configured it.
So this means that this reconfiguring or formatting, mm-hmm. which is the term you will prefer, does not affect the data in any way. The data is still stored, it's safe somewhere, and can be recalled when it's needed.
If it is done, it can be recalled. If it is not done, it is lost.
All right, we have to go for a commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Also, possibly headlines 5:30 p.m. This discussion is not over. We'll continue shortly with my guest, the World Mary. Do please stay with us.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And now, hard facts.
Hard facts with Dion.
Hello, welcome back. It is still Hard Factor Nigeria Info and Herring Podhanka to number one talk station. I'm Dio. Let's talk. 26 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news definitely comes up top of the hour at 6. But the matter of discourse for the moment in this hour continues, and said matter headlined courtesy Premium Times. Court grants INEC permission to reconfigure BVAS machines. Court of Appeal has ordered INEC to upload, however, to upload the data on the BVAS machines to the backend server and make certified true copies. We saw the data available to respondents. And as my guest in the studio mentioned just a while ago, BVAS, the data on the BVAS won't be doesn't have to be lost necessarily, because in a filing dated March 6, our next deputy director of ICT department, Lawrence Bayode, said, quote, there is the need for reconfiguration of the BVAS devices for the state governorship and House of Assembly elections. Bayode explained that the reconfiguration of the BVAS devices entails purging the accreditation data on the BVAS devices. But they clarify that before the purging is approved by the BVAS devices, the data on the BVAS devices have to be uploaded to the accreditation backend server. Also, he explained that the accreditation data on the BVAS devices cannot be tampered with and or lost during upload to the accreditation backend server. My guest in the studio once again is IT expert and consultant Dowo Mirin. Dowo, you're welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for having me again.
The INEC ICT fellow simply, well, he said, you know, and you've more or less echoed his position as well, that even this reconfiguration or reformatting will not in any way or would not necessarily have to lead to a loss of data at all. However, from explanations thus far, information in the public space concerning this, and especially also as it concerns the extension, the argument thus far is after the court determined INEC can go ahead to reconfigure. Once again, that's the word in the public space. You know, you have seem to have a problem with that term, but let's still work with it for the moment. INEC is arguing somewhat there are just 2 days now for it to conduct this, at least 2 working days anyway. No, 2 days, absolutely. Thursday and Friday. The election was slated for Saturday originally, just in a couple of days' time. It's been extended by a week now. So the argument, once again, is highly suggestive that this over 170,000 machines need to be physically reconfigured. There are persons who have argued, I've read at least one or two positions on that, that that need not be the case. Now, if you have to bring together 176,000 devices or thereabouts, or even if you don't have to bring them together, if you have to attend to each one of them physically, that, I imagine, might require some considerable time. But if you had to do that remotely, you would definitely, I imagine, would require significantly less time to attend to 176,000 devices than if you had to do so physically, or am I referring to as manually. What is your take on that? Does this reconfiguration or reformatting or formatting have to be done physically to each one of these over 170,000 devices, which might require some considerable time, or could it be done remotely, which would significantly reduce the time required?
See, Dayo, first of all, we cannot get this question right without asking what was the architecture of the beavers, the hardware itself. Now, the architecture of the beavers was wrongly configured, wrongly designed, poorly implemented. First of all, you don't need to reconfigure or you don't need to reset that hardware. You can actually reset the hardware remotely, just the press of a button in less than 10 seconds. The software has updated and voila, it works. Now, it's not supposed to be called Beaver, it's supposed to be called iBeavers, which is Integrated Biomodal Voter Accreditation System. When the small I is there before the beavers, it becomes an integrated asset, which means a whole lot of things. When the I comes in to that beavers, it becomes very holistic, which means we don't have to use paper accreditation, we don't have to reset it. The moment you're voting, the moment you are being accredited, the moment you put in your PIN, the moment you vote, on time, real time, the data is being accredited. Even when you put the I, we can actually have a receipt printed out. A receipt will be printed out automatically. That particular architecture can do that. But what they did was they limited it somewhat. We now spend billions in printing papers. After accreditation of the card, we now print papers. We now go to thumbprint papers. We don't need to thumbprint any papers. The beavers can do it. Now, I can guarantee you, I can put $1 million to tell you that beavers never went through what we call PCR DSS tests. Every single mobile phone you have, every single software design goes through what we call PCR DSS tests from the foundation, or we call the UT tests. If it has gone through UT tests, yes, it was developed in-house. I'm proud to tell you that the particular beavers architecture was developed in-house by a Nigerian from the southern part of this country, right? The intention of the person that designed, the innate intention was for it to be integrated. But they limited it to be beavers so that we can just put a slot in our card. It only accredits your card and your thumbprints. It does not count your votes. It only shows you the demographic of those accredited male, female, age-wise, and the different PU units. But it does not tell you. They only said you snap the last result, right? Snap the last result. And listen, here's the catch. The result you snap is in a ROM format. Random and read-only memory formats. Meaning you cannot change. You cannot change that particular result. It will be in that static format. Now, the moment they format the ROM or the RAM, those information will not be there anymore. But if it is integrated, they don't need to format. They don't need to reconfigure. They don't need to reset. All they need to do is archive. You archive this particular election. You archive the presidency. You archive the Senate. You archive the House of Assembly. You demarcate. That's what called partitioning. You partition it. The architecture ought to contain all this.
What if there isn't? This sounds to me like it might be a function of the space, the space for storing information on the device. What if it's a function of that and the space is not sufficient?
Dayo, I got the blueprint. I got the blueprint of the architecture of the beavers. It contains 12 different components. One, the fingerprint scanner. It contains the front-end camera, the touchscreen camera, the back camera, the LED flashlight, the power button, the microphone, the volume button up and down, the USB type A, USB type C, the speaker, and the SIM card and the SD card and the device battery enclosed. Watch. The SIM card. Watch again. Listen. The SD card, meaning there is space for an external memory to be added to the memory that is there. Now, if you are designing a Beavis machine that is ought to conduct presidential, Senate, rep, state governorship, state house of assemblies, and all that, you should have from the word go, the architecture should have from the word go, create a huge random access to contain more. However, for costs, you might create it to be what? Remotely uploaded. I don't know if you understand. Remotely what? Uploaded. So what happened was that majority of the information on the beavers, some of them were not remotely uploaded. They were static. They are in the ROM format, that is the read-only format on the beavers machine. So they have to manually now manually put it an internet connectivity to it and start sending all the information straight to the backend server. And the backend server will do what we call the demographic tabulation of the results. But in that process, there could be loss of several information.
How so? The INEX IT expert has insisted there will be no loss.
Let me tell you something here. Anybody can claim to be an IT expert, but in this industry, we know ourselves. We know what loss of data means. Did you follow the Adeleke case?
No, go ahead.
No, do you know why Adeleke was at the Oyetola was pronounced as winner after Adeleke was pronounced as winner? It's because on the on-time real time, because what the bimodal did was on-time real time, according to them, the entire data did not synchronize at the same time. There was a loss of data because there is called spooling. Spooling is when you look at your internet, you're trying to click a page and the page is going round and round. It's called spooling. When spooling takes place, you can lose a whole lot of data while it's spooling. So indeed, you can lose data.
But eventually, when the web page loads and opens up, the data is not lost. You still see the web page in its entirety.
Let me now put it through. The internet connectivity you're saying here has a server. The Google Chrome you're using has a server in Palo Alto in the US. If you have a slow internet connectivity, it cannot be able to mirror all the data that is there. It would show you distorted data. Except you have your internet connectivity is of certain speed, then it can open it. Within that moment, you will lose data. But if your internet connectivity is strong and you refresh, that it opens. It's the same thing we're talking about. But in this time, in terms of the beavers, there is no on-time, real-time synchronization. Let nobody deceive you. There is no on-time, real-time synchronization.
But that was one of INEC's arguments, that there would be real-time synchronization, especially immediately after accreditation has taken place.
And let me tell you something. When they say there will be on-time, real-time, we are in this country. With all due respect to INEC and its staff, I believe they have some very good brains there. But I'll tell you something. One of the items they have that forms the device is the SIM card slot. So let me tell you a sample. Your phone. If your phone does not have a SIM card, it cannot have internet connectivity. Am I right?
I suppose so.
Does it mean your phone will not work? You can still use your phone to do what? You can still use your phone to crunch data. You can crunch data into your phone and store it in your memory. Am I correct? Now, when you go online, the data synchronizes. Remember, before we got Google One, before Google came out with a synchronization product, MTN, one of the big telecom company per se, used to charge us money for us to what? Keep store our contacts in the cloud. Am I correct? Then, if you lose your phone, you will find that you lose your phone, both your phone and all the data on your phone, your contact on your phone. So you have to go back to this particular telecommunication company, pay them money for them to resynchronize what they can retrieve for you. But today, technology have gone beyond that. On time, real time, this information is being synchronized. On time, real time, it's being synchronized. So what they are trying to do by resetting or reconfiguring by their word is to manually put in the internet connectivity and manually upload the data they have on the server, which is the IRS server. Right?
However, you've given the example of my mobile phone. I mean, mm-hmm. Every now and then, I'm sure if I checked right now on the applications page or the application software, I would receive some notification that certain apps need to be upgraded.
updated,
thank you. Or sometimes even the phone's OS,
system,
might need to be updated as well. But I don't need to take the phone to the manufacturer where I bought it. At the tap of a button, it updates immediately.
The phone can actually, your phone can actually be updating and you're taking call. You know why? It's on time, real time. There is what we call mirroring in technology. Your phone has been mirrored. Your entire data has been mirrored. There is a back-end server that mirrors your entire information on your phone. So while you're using the GUI, which is the graphic user interface, your back-end is uploading information, updating on time, real time. By the time it updates, your phone goes blank and takes about 3 minutes. It updates. You don't lose a single information. You don't need to take your phone to the manufacturer. Let's say manufacturer A, or you don't need to take it to this particular telecommunication office for them to reconfigure it for you. No, you don't need to do that.
Now, in spite of this shortcoming which you've identified, I suppose from our conversation thus far, even though we might be concerned as to the loss of time, we can gain that back since the election is not happening this Saturday, not postponed to next Saturday. Now, maybe that's the only thing we've lost, the time then, because even though it's been done manually, not remotely, not on time, real time, it appears to me there is still no cause for alarm, because the data will still be safe. The data will be secure someplace, can be recalled and accessed some other time as has directed.
Dayo, after synchronizing all this, look, I'm an IT person. I can do a lot. We can synchronize all the information and tomorrow we tell you the server crashed. What will you do?
No, it must not crash.
Oh, but it can crash.
No, this one will not.
Oh, it can crash.
God will not allow it to crash.
Dayo, it can crash. It can crash. A surge of power will crash the entire database.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with on time, real time. That's a different matter in time.
Dayo, let me tell you something. You know the judges who give this verdict, they're not technical inclined persons. Honestly, if there is any judge listening, any judge or jurist listening, I think when they want to take certain decision that has to do with technicality, they should get experts to give them expert advice. The advice would have been this particular information that has been synchronized from the Beavers should be stored in the cloud, a dedicated cloud-based server, which means it has 6 or 10 layers of fail state mode. Which means if A, party A fails, party B will go up. If party B fails, party C will come out. We call it random cyclic order, which is asynchronism in technology.
How do you know INEC doesn't have that already?
I'll tell you, all their documents are here. All the document about what INEC is doing is here. They actually have a cloud base. Don't get me, they have a cloud base, which is the IREV, right? Which some of the data are stored online because they have online storage system. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the online storage system is stored because by the federal government law, by the federal government policies, procedure, and law, we cannot store Nigerian data out of Nigeria. It is being stored in Nigeria here, meaning that particular platform is being hosted here in Nigeria. Meaning the server itself, the hosting server itself, is in Nigeria here. But Dayo, both of us know we can crash that server. We can crash the server.
So if the server here can crash, that means servers anywhere in the world can crash as well.
That is not how it's done. Let me tell you how it's done all over the world. Let me give you an example. There was a time that WhatsApp was down. Did you remember?
No, go on.
WhatsApp was down for some time. But it did not take WhatsApp more than 1 hour to come out back. You know why? The data of WhatsApp is stored in 3 continents. So if it fails in continent A, continent B will serve back, it will synchronize back to continent A, B. Which means, to the step to which we are, we have to have what we call a dedicated national server where every information is stored and secured. That means you have to have different level of clearance to access any information.
Oh, I get that, though. But barring any crashing scenarios, we have nothing to worry about.
We really have nothing to worry about. I have a lot to worry about because let me tell you, Nigeria have brilliant technology. They are brilliant, a lot of them. I'll tell you the truth. My fear is how very, very solid are the database administrator or the OCP that is managing that data, how sincere are these people that this data will be particularly secured? With all due respect, I'm not casting any aspersions on INEC or their ability or their staff. However, I'm trying to play the devil's advocate to tell you, play all the scenarios that can happen.
But what I think you're also saying is, if the information was being uploaded on time, real time, we wouldn't even be here at
the press. We will not be discussing all this.
And the information would already have been available to all parties concerned.
Yes, that dial. Let me tell you something. I just told you something. The beavers, put an eye in front of the beavers. Just put a little eye in front of the beavers. It becomes integrated. Biomodal voter accreditation system. The moment it becomes integrated biomodal voting system, me and you will not be talking. Which means, bio, you can sit in the ambience of your home and you see the database, you see the result pour in. That means INEC doesn't need to sit down to do any collection. Automatically, the solution itself, we graphically plot the graph of the winner by percentage, unit to unit, pool to pool, country to country, state to state.
Thank you very much for your very deep and knowledgeable insights, though. However, we must wrap up the conversation right now. Many thanks for being a part of it as well. And keep the conversation going on our Facebook and Twitter pages at Nigeria InfoPH. However, especially as well, thanks to my guest, Dowo Omirin, an IT consultant and expert. He's weighed in on INEC being given permission to reconfigure the BVAS machines. Dowo, many thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.